You're listening to SBS News. The study, published in The Lancet, brought together data from 58 studies and examined more than 100,000 women with breast cancer. For women who use hormone replacement therapy for 5 years, the breast cancer rate rose to 8.3%, compared to 6.3% for those women who've never used hormone therapy. Associate Professor of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of Queensland, Gino Pecoraro, says the increased risk can last for up to 10 years after hormone replacement therapy ends.
It's not a huge increase, but there is an increase, and it is directly proportional to how long you're on the hormonal treatments for, and it does last for up to 10 years after you stop the hormonal treatments. But it doesn't negate all of the advantages of going on hormone replacement therapy.
Gino Pecoraro describes menopause as a rite of passage that every woman will pass through. And the most common symptoms are vaginal dryness, irritability, sleep disturbance, and mood swings. He says the breast cancer findings need to be kept in perspective, describing hormonal therapy as the most effective treatment available, which also protects women from osteoporosis and decreases their risk of bowel cancer.
Remember that what's causing these symptoms in menopausal women is that their normal estrogen progesterone production in the ovary has decreased and stopped as a normal part of aging. So the only treatments that will undo all of that and will be to put them back on hormones that are preformed, and that's hormone replacement or menopausal hormone treatment.
Head of Menopause Services at the Women's Hospital in Victoria, Professor Martha Hickey, says the study findings provide important information to both women and healthcare professionals.
It's very important information for women and also for healthcare providers. So all women experience menopause, and the majority of women have symptoms. Not all of those women need treatment for their symptoms, but for those who are seeking treatment, it's very important that they have the best available knowledge about what's safe and effective.
Professor Hickey says the information can help women make informed decisions about either starting, stopping, or continuing to use hormone replacements.
I think for women who are considering starting taking hormone treatments for menopausal symptoms, this is really useful information for them to be able to weigh up the risks and benefits for them. And of course, those discussions will be on an individual basis with their healthcare provider about how the risks and benefits might play out. For women who are already taking hormonal treatments, depending on what they're taking and how long they've been taking it for, I think this information is a good opportunity to revisit the reasons why they're taking it and whether or not they wish to continue.
Greek Diet, SBS News.